Violent protests continue for the fourth day in the West African nation of Ivory Coast. In the country's capital, Abidjan, angry pro-government militants have been attacking United Nations and French peacekeepers, demanding they leave the country.
Just a few weeks ago, there had been renewed hopes for peace in the country. It's split between the rebel south and the government-run north.
The appointment of a new transitional prime minister and a power-sharing government were encouraging signs. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports on the violence and on the diminishing prospects for peace.
Street demonstrations are officially banned in beleaguered Ivory Coast, but that did not stop angry young supporters of President Laurent Gbagbo throwing up barricades and roadblocks and marching on the headquarters of the United Nations mission in the main city, Abidjan. The spark for the latest wave of protests was the recommendation by UN-backed international mediators Sunday that Parliament be dissolved because its mandate had expired. The National Assembly in Ivory Coast is dominated by the president's powerful Popular Front Party. Pro-Gbagbo demonstrators took to the streets, targeting UN compounds, personnel and vehicles. The chairman of the African Union, Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, went to Abidjan and called for calm while talking tough about threats against UN peacekeepers.
Nothing should be done to discourage them, because by going out and by protesting against the United Nations or citizens of other countries, you are not doing yourself any good. And if you drive them out, you will still have the problem. Peace has not returned, and nothing should be done to frighten, intimidate, or blackmail them.
But the UN Security Council warned that individuals who blocked the roadmap for peace, incited hatred or violence, or attacked the UN or French forces in Ivory Coast, risk sanctions and other penalties. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
Those who are behaving this way ought to understand that the time will come when they may have to account for their acts and the destruction and the disruption that they are causing to their own society.
The UN and the African Union say negotiations are the only way forward for Ivory Coast. The latest peace plan saw the appointment of a new interim prime minister, a technocrat, Charles Konombani, supposedly with stronger powers.
La tâche est immense. En vérité, il faut repartir de zéro.
Bani has said it's time to restore stability to Ivory Coast after more than 3 years of civil war. He said, let's get back to work. But there's been virtually no work in many parts of the government-controlled south of Ivory Coast this week. Businesses have remained shut. Frustrated shop owner Walid Abdulmassi said the disturbances had kept him in his apartment.
4 days we'll be sitting at home. I have my workers calling me. They want money. They want to buy food because we've been out of work since the weekend. People have been receiving no salaries and nobody can go in and out.
President Gbagbo's supporters are demanding the immediate departure of UN and French peacekeepers from Ivory Coast. But not so long ago, Gbagbo's critics held rallies calling for him to step down when his official mandate ended last year. That's been extended for a year by the UN. By then, the new prime minister is supposed to have disarmed the combatants and prepared Ivory Coast for elections. That's a tall order in a divided country. And the rebel new forces, Gbagbo's bitter foes who hold the northern part of the country, say the key issues that started the war, such as nationality, identity and marginalization, have yet to be addressed. President Gbagbo's consistent response to the rebels, disarm, then we can talk. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.